For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. A split Jonesboro City Council did not pass an ordinance that would have allowed for a large apartment complex to be built on South Caraway Road in Jonesboro. The vote was 6 voting for the project and 5 against the project. The ordinance needed 7 votes. Alderman Chris Gibson was absent for the meeting. The complex would have established 300 multifamily units. The property is currently zoned for commercial use, and the request was for the area to be rezoned for residential property. Those who were against the project say South Caraway Road does not have the infrastructure to handle that large of a residential project. Nate Looney represented those who were against the project.
Our whole opposition really stems from where they're wanting to put it. Right now there are 15,000 cars that travel along Caraway, South Caraway, each and every day. If this, until this property is and the infrastructure in this area is improved as it should be, you know, we're going to be against any rezoning that's going to increase the burden on the folks that live and work in this area.
And he defines what he was talking about by way of infrastructure.
There haven't been any major road improvements south of Laterette since 1993. However, the traffic since 2003 has increased by 50%, I believe. And so we need to look at things like widening the road, adding turn lanes, putting sidewalks in, things that are going to help make Jonesboro a more connected community and make it safer for people that have to use that to be able to get around and do the day-to-day things they have to do in their life.
That's Nate Looney. The project had the support of the city of Jonesboro's traffic engineer Mark Nichols, who looked over the plans and traffic studies. Nichols says the property, as is zoned right now, is not expected to take in the traffic volumes that a residential property would take. In last night's vote, the measure, as we said, needed 7 votes, and because Alderman Chris Gibson was not at the meeting and there was not a tie, Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin did not vote. According to rules, he could only vote in the event of a tie. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves.